This feature was made on the Clyde Milner farm near Pleasantville, Iowa, a farm well known to WHO listeners because it's the farm where we had the first nationwide soil conservation field day back in September 1946. With us here are the tenants on the farm, Mr. and Mrs. Don Van Ryswyk, and their three fine sons, one of them not so big yet, but he's a comer. Also with us, Clay Barnett, who is a district soil conservationist here in this area at the time that we had the National Soil Conservation Field Day here. And in addition, Clyde Milner, the owner of the farm, and two others we're also going to ask to be on the program. Frank Mendel, the state conservationist, and Dr. H.H. Bennett, chief of the U.S. Soil Conservation Service, who honored us with his presence on that first big soil conservation day back in 1946, and who is looking over the farm at the very time we're starting this interview. Clay, I think I'll turn to you first, because after all, you were the one who suggested this making over of a farm in a day, the facelifting of a farm, as it's been popularly known. Clay, what were some of the various practices, as you remember them, done nearly 3 years ago on the Clyde Milner farm?
Well, the big event, Herb, to me, was having these 300 farmers or so that were in Marion County tear out and build around 600 rod of fence. To me, that was one of the outstanding things that took place here on this farm. The conservation practices, of course, were done by farmers, too. A mile of terrace was built, and the pond was built, and the contouring was done, of course, the layout work for it. And the structure right here by the barn, and the lane across the structure, and I don't remember just exactly how many hundred feet of gully was bladed in and how many feet of waterway was established. 12 acres of pasture renovated. And certainly the place today, when you stand here in the yard where we had a hump in the front yard and the old barn that stood back there before we started working on the farm, and about the time we started planting, the old smokehouse or summer kitchen that sat here close, and the footer 18 inches or 2 foot drop off of the back step before you could hit the ground, washed away from the back of the house, is all filled up, and we're in a nice lawn. We have a nice rock drive, and it's certainly wonderful that we can come back and visit Don Van Ryswyk and Clyde Milner on this place where they seem to be very well satisfied with the job done.
And where everything is looking so fine. I'm going to ask Clyde Milner and Don to step up here. Clyde, can you slip over this way? You've been sort of taking this in as Clay's been telling about some of the work that was done nearly 3 years ago here on your farm. Now that some 3 years have passed, how do you feel about the work that has been done? How do you, the owner of the land, look upon this tremendous undertaking that caused such widespread attention throughout the nation?
Well, I think it was a wonderful thing, and it has practically doubled the yield on the farm.
Well, that is splendid. Don, you're the man who's been responsible for the crops. If I understand rightly, you had on this one field where we had the National Contour Plowing Match, the first one ever held, you had a corn yield demonstration, or did you actually have corn in the contest?
Yes, that's right, Herb. The dealer of the DeKalbs come along one day and told me that I had a very nice looking field of corn and he'd like to enter me on the DeKalbs 5 acre yielding, and I told him to go ahead and enter.
Well, and what came of that entry?
Well, it come out that I got on top with 90 bushel and 32 pounds per acre.
Well, I would say that's a wonderful recommendation of what can be done when men go in on the conservation practices. That was the first year that you had been undertaking things on the contour and on the conservation way, wasn't it?
Yes, that's the first year it has been for me.
And it looked as though you're going right ahead with it.
That's right.
Thanks a lot to you, Don. Mrs. Van Ryswyk, you're over there. I don't think we can get the little fellow to talk. How old is he?
Almost 4 months.
But he looks as though he'll be ready to talk pretty soon.
Yes, I think so.
What about your feelings on the work that was done that day? After all, it looks like you got a pretty nice farmstead out of the thing.
Yes, our lawn's a lot nicer, and our driveway is so much nicer. Just everything's just a lot nicer.
Yes, it has beautified the place a lot. I want to turn to Frank Mandel just a minute before I do go to Dr. Bennett. Frank, from a state standpoint, how does this enterprise look to you now that we're here looking it over again after some, well, 3 years of time in between?
Well, Herb, it's just like seeing the results of effort. You know, there's nothing that succeeds like success, and here is a demonstration that was held 3 years ago. Now you can see the end product, and not only on this farm, but the farms around that have adopted the practices that the folks here have demonstrated so effectively.
I'm glad you made that point, because I think all of us are very impressed by the number of additional neighbors who are taking on conservation projects and practices, not only in Marion County or in Warren County, but in the many other places where initial demonstrations were held. And as we said before, one of those who was at the Big Field Day back in September 1946 was Dr. H.H. Bennett, the chief of the U.S. Soil Conservation Service. And those of us who have been working with these sort of events will always prize the honor that he bestowed upon us by coming that day. Well, at the time that this interview was made, Dr. Bennett was here again, sort of looking it over like the rest of us were. Dr. Bennett, I think it's only proper that as you survey these lands, it might be in order for just an expression from you as to how you feel at what you see.
Well, what I've seen here looks wonderfully good to me. This farm really has been made over. It looks like a different piece of land, a good piece of land, a secure piece of land. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure to come back here. I had a lot of fun here when they did the job 3 years ago, and so did 50,000 other people, I think.
That's right. We had about that many here. I remember so well when you were up there on the stage on the Cyril Reese farm just across the road from the Van Ryswick farmstead and made the very inspiring statements that you did and told how this demonstration was the first of its kind, to your knowledge, in the entire history of this country. But since then, there have been quite a few demonstrations in various states, haven't there?
Oh, yes. There have been altogether something over 300, counting little ones and big ones. I've already been to four this year, even before the season, on faceliftings open. Well...
I was going to say, you wouldn't hardly be able to get to all 300 of them, but I know you've been to a number of them, and we sincerely hope you'll be back to one again this fall when we have the big National Soil Conservation Field Day and the National Plowing Match in Polk County on September 15th. Dr. Bennett, when we were visiting with you earlier, you told about the new agriculture. I think that our listeners would be interested and impressed as we were by your view, your thoughts, your foresight on this, as you refer to it, new agriculture.
Well, there isn't any question but that we are setting up rapidly in the United States a brand new agriculture, an agriculture that's based on the proper scientific use of the land according to the kind of land and the need of the land, treating every acre of a farm according to its needs. That is within the limits of economic limitations. And that is spreading rapidly over the country. As a matter of fact, it's beginning to spread over the world. People are coming here, or have come here from 86 different nations to study this kind of work. Here's a splendid example of it. It's a kind of work that increases yields, increases income, makes farm life more livable, more pleasant, and provides security for the individual farmer and for this great nation that we call the United States, which we all love so well.
Dr. Bennett, all of us, I know, want to say more power to you in your foresight in the new agriculture. I think it would be in order, too, to ask you just a word about the progress that has been made in the soil conservation line, especially in these more recent years, in the years when some of your ideas and your suggestions and your recommendations went into effect.
Well, the work is progressing much more rapidly than I ever expected to see. 15 years ago, I wouldn't have guessed that any such progress could be made, but it is being made, and the progress is increasing from year to year. 6 years ago, we did about 1% of the remaining job, but last year we did more than 3% of the remaining job. We are learning more about it. The people are getting more and more convinced that we need this thing. They are more and more willing to go into it. And then we are utilizing every possible method that we can think of to get the work speeded along. We want to speed it along because we're still losing a lot of land by unnecessary erosion. And we are utilizing the force of neighborliness, such as we are finding in neighbor groups scattered around through the country. Working with not just one man at a time, but with a half a dozen or a dozen or 18 men at one time. That is certainly going to speed up the work because already thousands of such groups are in action.
And then what about the work that you're hoping to get done with the youngsters, with the boys like the Van Ryswick sons here?
Well, I hope that it won't be long now before we have saltwater water conservation taught in every school, all the way from the kindergarten to postgraduate courses in the colleges, so that we, by the process of education, can get this idea of taking care of this most basic resource in the possession of man looked upon as an indispensable resource. Well, if we can get that taught in the schools, I think we can get it into the blood system of our young people, that is, into our national habits. And when that's done, there isn't any question about the fact that we are always going to have here in America sound conservation.
I'm sure that you're right about that, and of course we all sincerely hope so. Could you give us just a word in terms of acres, shall we say, what has been accomplished, or perhaps I should say in terms of percentage of total land as to planning and as to practices?
Well, we finished the job, done all we know how to do on something over 100 million acres of land in the United States. And we haven't been at this business so long, and we didn't know everything that ought to have been known about it when we started. We started late. Well, we have planned just about twice that much, and we can speed up the work just as fast as we can get the facilities, that is, trained technicians, and we can get those. All that's needed is for the people of the country to make up their minds.
You feel then, while it is on the late side, we can still get a lot of the job done.
Oh, yes. We finished 15% of the job, and we are speeding up on the remainder. We still have a long ways to go, but I think we could do the job by 1970 and ought to do it by that time at the latest. We know how. We know where the job is. What we need are the facilities.
Thank you so much, Dr. H.H. Bennett, for giving us that very interesting, informative, and inspiring message about the job that has been done and the challenge ahead in soil conservation.